Welcome back to the Prexy Podcast. My name is Matt McQuarrie, the Communications Supervisor for the district. You are listening to episode 18 this week. Our guest today is band director Mr. Jacob Hartman and a couple of his band members, Matus and Noelani, who are joining us to talk about the band that you just heard during the intro. I want to start the episode by getting to know you better and kind of your journey into the education field. So if you could tell us about yourself and how you ended up in your current position at Marion City Schools.
Sure. Well, I am Jacob Hartman, and I am in my 11th year with the Marion City Schools as the band director. And I serve the middle school and high school programs here at Marion City Schools. And as far as how I found out about this position or how I ended up here, I actually just graduated from college at Indiana University in 2012. And pretty much did statewide searches for jobs in Indiana and Ohio. And this one had a lot of appeal to me, just given the tradition and the marching band program and the support that I very quickly learned was present in the community.
You know, there's a lot to talk about with band, obviously, but I want to kind of start at the beginning. So kind of how and when do students first get exposed to band mm-hmm. at Marion City, and then what should they do if they want to get involved? Mm-hmm.
So the initial points where we reach out to students in the Marion City Schools about joining band is in the fifth grade. In the spring semester, we make a visit to each of the elementary schools. We take some kids along to demonstrate all the instruments. And from there, the parents or guardians are to attend an interest meeting that happens at the end of the year in May. And that's what we use to determine our base enrollment for the sixth grade year. And as students go throughout middle school, there are some students that join late, and that's fine. They just, you know, have to work a little bit harder to make up for that lost time of joining late.
Okay. And then, obviously, if say you didn't do band at all in middle school mm-hmm. and you're a sophomore and you just wanted to get involved, is mm-hmm. that possible, or how's that work?
Yeah, it does happen from time to time where students in high school come and ask about joining band or being part of the program in some way, shape, or form. There's a couple different avenues we take with that. We find that our percussion instruments are ones that we can start effectively at a later time in their development and still have them catch up to where they need to be as far as fitting in with the rest of the group and the abilities of the rest of the group. We also have students that help out with props, moving our equipment around the field for shows, and we also have some roles helping with our electronics that are incorporated into a marching band show.
Okay. So then that goes into my next question, because I'm curious as to like the makeup of the band itself, because I'm sure that changes from year to year, maybe mm-hmm. on depending on what students are interested in. So that was kind of my next question was, is there always like the same kind of mix generally, or does it just vary heavily each year?
Yeah, it definitely varies from year to year. You get larger classes of students joining and smaller classes depending on the year. COVID has definitely been a challenge, as it has been with everybody in our world. So we're still kind of on the back end of that recovery, where we lost some kids due to COVID and homeschooling and things like that. Yeah. But we assess things at the beginning of the year, and there's a fair amount of switching of instruments that we do from time to time depending on the need. So a lot of the skills that you learn on one instrument are pretty easily transferable to another instrument, especially like within an instrument family, like one brass instrument to another brass instrument or percussion or woodwinds. So we do some of that to help combat some of those shortcomings or things like that.
And so just kind of go into mm-hmm. the whole makeup of the band itself, because I know we obviously there's different instruments, so if you kind of talk about the different instruments that are featured, and then there's color guard, that kind of thing. So could mm-hmm. you just kind of explain the makeup of your band currently?
Yeah, sometimes we refer to our operation, especially on the marching band side, as a smoothly oiled machine. There's just so many different components, and all of them serve a unique role. So the primary responsibility that I have is with the brass and woodwind side of things. We call those collectively the wind instruments, and they use wind to produce the sound. We have a separate area, our percussion section. There's two parts to that. We have the front sideline percussion. Sometimes we call them front ensemble percussion. That's our keyboard instruments such as marimba, vibraphone, xylophone. We have the synthesized piano voice. And then we have the marching percussion, sometimes called the battery percussion on the field, which is our snare drums, bass drums, and tenor drums, which is a collection of 5 to 6 drums that a student wears on the field. And then lastly, we have our color guard section, which adds the visual component to the field. They do dance work and flag work, and sometimes they toss rifles or sabers on the field as part of the visual effect of our productions each year. And then we add some years, this year included, we have a group of people that help with props.
Okay.
And this year's show had some backdrops that framed the back edge of the field, and the students assigned to our prop roles helped to just get those transported on the field and moved around during the show. And at the end, they flip in our show to unveil the Freedom logo.
Okay. So. All right. So once students get involved, whether in middle school or high school, can you talk about the time commitment for being in the band for both in middle school and in high school?
Yeah, that's a pretty common question that gets asked quite a bit. So at the middle school level, there's not near as much extracurricular involvement. It's primarily just in the school day. We're fortunate here at the Marion City Schools to have band 5 days per week, and we see our students all year in each grade level. That's a huge part to why we're able to create a strong foundation at our middle school level. So they, like I said, meet daily at the middle school level. We have some concerts during the school year that are just in the gymnasium over at the middle school. And then 7th and 8th grade also take a trip to a festival at either Cedar Point or Kings Island, depending on the year. And we compete within the OMEA, Ohio Music Education Association, festivals as well. So that's the middle school component by and large. We do have some select advanced members of our middle school program that are invited to join the high school program as full-fledged members of the marching band. And we have the luxury of seeing them develop from 6th grade through 8th grade, so we kind of know and have an idea of who would be a good fit for a role like that. And we kind of take those case by case, reach out to individuals who we feel could handle that responsibility and have that maturity and playing ability to be among the high school students in that setting. So it's primarily 8th graders that we have in that role. And then with prop helpers, we usually incorporate some of the younger middle school kids for roles such as that. And then our color guard also has a large population of middle school students involved with that.
Okay.
So that's the middle school in a nutshell. The high school time commitment gets a little bit more extensive. Our band program structures in a way where the first part of the year during the football season or marching band season is spent solely focused on that aspect of our band program. And then following our marching season, we switch to what we call concert band, where everybody's sitting down in chairs and we're performing in a more traditional setting as the students did in middle school. But the marching band component of it has the largest amount of extracurricular and involvement and hours put in. 3 weeks of camp for the group as a whole, 2 weeks actually for any of the returning members that aren't on our leadership team, and then 3 weeks for our rookie members and the leadership team.
And the camps are over the summer?
Yeah, camps are over the summer. In addition to that, the guard and percussion have some additional training in June and early July, where they learn some of their fundamental skills. A lot of those kids in those areas of our band are coming in with little to no prior knowledge at times. So we use those opportunities to get them caught up and up to speed with that.
Okay. And then obviously people around here know this, but the marching band, I like to say, always has a good year, but this year has been pretty exceptional so far, and I think you've had a couple things that have happened very, very few times in history, right? So mm-hmm. I want to talk about that a little bit. So just kind of go through some of your success so far this year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very proud of the students for their work this year, absolutely. One of the things we always hope for and strive for at the beginning of the year is the OMEA state qualification. This year, I think there were approximately 120 bands across the state of Ohio that earned that opportunity to compete at OMEA state marching band finals, and we were one of those select groups in the state that had that opportunity, and it's our 33rd trip to state, so that's something we're very proud of within our program and community, and just look forward to continuing that streak. Some of the other highlights, I think for me, one of the things I'm most proud of this year, at our OMEA local shows, which are, we usually do, this year we did three, depending on the year we could do less or more, but each judging panel, there are seven judges on each panel, so that's 21 judges over the course of the season. Every one of those judges, except for three over the course of the three competitions, gave us superior ratings, nice. Which that's not something that's happened before. And to add a layer to that, two of those shows we received straight superior ratings, which means every single judge on the panel unanimously gave us the top rating of the superior. So we're super proud of that, and it's just a testament to the hard work that the students put in. In addition, we compete in another circuit called the MSBA circuit, which is Mid-States Band Association. It's a more regional circuit that attracts groups from Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, Michigan. So it kind of gives us a landscape where we can see where we can stack up among some of the best and brightest bands in the area. So we did fairly well at our Miamisburg competition. One thing that really stuck out to us is our percussion section actually received the best percussion award in our class for that show, which put us above groups such as Olentangy High School and Central Crossing High School, some groups that, you know, probably have more resources,
right,
and affluence than we do in our community. So we were very proud that our kids were able to hold their own among some stiff competition.
And how do these competitions work? So you guys will do like a full set or routine, and then there's a number of judges that will then give you those ratings, obviously based on the routine and the music and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so each show has a panel of seven judges. Speaking on OMEA terms, MSBA does things a little bit different, but OMEA is our primary affiliation. And there's two music judges, two general effect judges, okay, which just discuss how the show as a whole is put together and how it portrays an effective story to the audience and judges. And then there's one visual judge, and then one percussion judge, and one color guard judge.
Okay.
At each show.
And are there any more competitions coming up this year? And if so, can you tell us about them?
Mm-hmm. So this year is kind of unique in that we're traveling to Florida with the band. So this December 29th, we actually embark on our Florida journey. And I was just doing some, looking at some stats the other day. This will be our 14th time taking a trip to a bowl game. Which began in 1984, so it's been a fun tradition that we've done for many, many years prior to my involvement with the program when Rick Baird and Don Wolf were running the show back then. So that does involve a competitive element. There's a field show competition that we enter each time we go down there, and the band that wins that competition has the opportunity to perform our competitive show, or whoever wins their competitive show, at the pregame show of
nice.
the bowl game. It used to be called the Outback Bowl. This year is called the ReliaQuest Bowl. Okay. So that's kind of the last and final chapter of our season this year.
Yeah. So what do you think here? How are you putting your chances for that?
I actually don't know who's going to be there yet or anything like that. I think one thing that always is a good indicator of success is just a large amount of participation in the trip.
Yeah.
And we still have some holes to fill yet, but we're working on getting those last pieces buttoned up and put together so that we can get as many kids as possible on the trip. That's always our goal, to invite anybody who's interested, regardless of their financial situation.
Right.
We really want to provide that opportunity to all of our kids, and it just helps the group as a whole be successful there.
And then the last question I wanted to ask you was, what's your favorite part about working with Marion City Schools?
That's a great question, and I am so grateful for the network of support. I think that if I had to describe it in one word, it would be the support that I feel in so many ways, both from a community as a at large whole, as a school within the department. We have a great team of people leading our music department here. So just the support and tradition that we have here at Marion City Schools and the band and music department as a whole is just something I'm really proud of, and my favorite aspect of working here with Marion City Schools.
All right, thank you. All right, next we're going to talk with Noah Lonnie, and she's a junior. So what made you get into the band, and when did you join?
I joined in sixth grade, so this is my sixth year playing. I joined band because music has always been like an integral part of my family, and it was really a no-brainer when I got the opportunity to join. So.
And what instrument do you play right now in the band?
I play the flute and the piccolo whenever we need it.
Okay. Did you play an instrument before you got into band?
I played the piano in third grade and then quit. So flute was just the next best option.
Okay. And then what has been your favorite band memory so far?
My favorite band memory, probably this year's band camp. There was a lot of energy that there wasn't before, and it was just a lot of new experiences. So it definitely made waking up at 8 a.m. worth it every day.
Okay. Thank you very much. And now we're going to talk to our senior, Matus. What made you get into band, and how long have you been in the band?
All right. So I first started band when I was a freshman. So that was 2019-2020 school year. And I got into it because I was raised in a very musical family. My dad grew up playing music with his brother, and he was in his own band, you know, playing at just events like weddings and church stuff, you know, stuff like that.
Awesome.
And he got me into playing because he himself played, and he wanted me and my family to be part of that. So.
And then, so did you play an instrument before you started band?
Yeah, so when I was around maybe 10 years old, maybe young or older, I don't remember, I started playing the clarinet.
Okay.
And he gave me the clarinet, and he gave my other siblings their, you know, respective instruments, and we had private lessons because our school did not have a band class.
Okay.
Because we went to a private school. So that's how we learned. We played at nursing homes and, you know, kind of elderly homes like that, with in our own like family band type of deal. And once I got into high school, you know, I just wanted to jump into it. I wanted to play my instrument in high school, so that's how I joined band.
Okay. And then what instrument are you playing in the band now, or what role do you have?
Okay, so right now I am a drum major, which means I'm the one on top of the podium waving my arms, conducting everyone, so that they could hopefully be in time. I'm the head drum major this year. Last year I was one of the, you know, secondary drum majors. And then for my freshman and sophomore year, I played clarinet for the band.
Okay, awesome. So what has been your favorite band memory so far?
Favorite band memory has to be, you know, it's kind of like the time during the competition leading up to it. So it's not one specific one, but when we're on the bus, you know, an hour or longer drive, it's just fun to be with your group of people. You know, we have a rehearsal early in the morning, then we get on the bus and we all just, you know, are knocked out because we're waked up so early. So, I mean, just stuff like that, being with our friends before and during and after the competition time is just really fun.
Awesome. And do you have any plans for staying in music after you get out of high school?
Yeah, absolutely. So, for like academically, I'm not gonna go into music, but I want to go into this kind of league of drum corps called DCI, where it's drum corps around the country, you know, just competing 18 to 21 year old, and just it's just a high level of competition and skill that I want to get into. I might not do any marching band or stuff like that at the collegiate level, but just always having an instrument near me when I'm in college and stuff like that, practicing for fun, you know, that's definitely stuff I want to do.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it for this week's episode. I want to thank Mr. Hartman, Matus, and Noelani for coming on the podcast today and sharing all of the great information about our incredible band. Until next time, I'm Matt McQuarrie. This has been the Prexy Podcast, and we'll let the band we just talked about play us out.